Good morning. Welcome to Jenkins Church. If everybody would come on in and have a seat, and we'll go ahead and get started. I'd like to remind everyone about the missionary speaker tonight at 6, along with our Christmas play. I believe she's going to speak for about 15 minutes. The young lady from Guatemala. Are there any other just general announcements? Patrick.
Yes, next Sunday, the youth are going to go downtown to hand out supplies to the homeless. We are taking donations, things like travel size, soap and shampoo, stuff like that. Also, this time of year, it's great to have socks and hats and scarves and gloves. So this week, if you'd like to get any donations, if you can bring them by my office, I'd appreciate it. Also, we're not just limiting this to the youth. If any of the adults would like to come and either help out or just kind of see you support, feel free to come. It's next week at 1, and we'll be there probably till it's dark.
Next Sunday, we will be taking up a special offering, a Gifts of the King offering. You have the insert, your bulletin about that. It's going to be used for evangelism, church planning, and mission field expansion. So, in these countries, Cambodia, Laos, Colombia, Mexico, and the Philippines. So, praise God for new church work and expansion in this country. That's a wonderful place to sow an offering. Looking for a place to give to the work of ministry in that regard. The next Sunday's Gift of the King offering is something to be preparing for. Also, we're going to have, you've noticed everything in your bulletin, all of the different services that are coming up as we get closer to Christmas Eve service, Christmas Day, and the changes in the service times. But one thing you want to remember, we're going to have a New Year's Eve party at the church as well. That's not your bulletin, but keep that on your calendar. Mark that down. We're going to gather here around 6:30, play games, eat, bring hearty finger foods, wonderful New Year's Eve celebration type foods, and we're just going to have a good time together and enjoy some good fun. And then as it approaches midnight, we're going to gather, and we're going to pray in the new year. And then we're going to go home rather quickly. So come and enjoy a good evening of fun together. Wonderful time to build relationships.
Mike.
It's always good to get a message of encouragement, enthusiasm, and thankfulness. And we got one up from John Rickey this week on the computer. And so I'd just like to say to all of you, Mary Jo and I have had a lot of fun meeting with everyone else who's involved in Rock City, all the children that are being here on Wednesday night, and very much enjoying the Bible study and digging deeper into the knowledge of God and what He wants us to be and what He wants us to know. So having said that, I'd just like to say that Mary Jo and I are offering ourselves for the next semester of Rock City and whatever capacities we can serve. So if there's anybody up here that wants to get involved in Rock City, please come. You'll have a lot of fun. You'll learn things about people you didn't know. And it's just a lot of fun. It's a good place to be. So I give you a chance to say that.
Another thing, Rock City's finished for this semester. We'll start up again after the year. But this Wednesday night, we are going to meet to go Christmas Carol. So we're going to meet again at 5:50. And we invite all of you to come out and join us. We're going to come back here afterwards and have hot chocolate. And so that'll be a lot of fun, too.
Sherry.
There's a container in the chino. And while you're decorating your house, if you have any Christmas decorations, either while you're decorating or putting up,
world, and by the lighting of the candles, to prepare our hearts and minds for worship. Now it's time for any prayer or praise requests. I see some of our college students are back, probably for about a month. Yes, ma'am.
Come into this place seeking to bring you honor and glory. Father, our attempts seem feeble at times, but Lord, we know that you inhabit the praises of your people. We know that as we praise you, as we worship you, as we turn our hearts towards you, that you come and you fill us again. You inspire us. You bring your word of revelation, and Lord, you minister to us, and we need your touch desperately, Father. Lord, today, just take this time. May it be a special time in your presence. We give you praise and glory. And Father, for each of these that have been lifted up in prayer this morning, we ask, Lord, for your hand of healing to be at work in their lives. For those that have lost loved ones, Lord, that you would just surround them and hold them up by your mighty power. Lord, encourage them and let them know that hope that is you. And Father, we give you praise and glory. We thank you, Lord. You are a great God, and you hear our prayers and you answer our prayers. And Father, we're so thankful this morning. We're thankful for your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And it's in his name that we pray and ask these things. Now, Father, help us to pray that prayer that you have taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever.
If you will please stand for the call to worship. Shout to the Lord, sing aloud to God.
God is with us now.
Sing of God's deeds, speak of Christ's grace. as God's people, walk in God's ways.
God is with us on the way.
Confession this morning. With joyous hope we come to you, O God. In our joy and in our sorrow we turn to you. O God, renew us with your love. Gather us into your strong embrace that we may know your presence and rejoice in your promised coming. Our prayer of confession in silence. Amen. Our words of assurance. Do not fear, dear children of God, for God is in our midst. Let us share together signs of the peace of God. The peace that passes all understanding. The peace that overcomes all divisions. The peace of Christ be with you. And it is children's time with Miss Mary Jo.
Come on down, children.
I couldn't
Lights on. Everybody's on. All right. Can we remember? Can we speak German? We had Hiram, the innkeeper. We had Hannah, the innkeeper's wife, and Hezekiah the dog. So then we had, who else did we have? When we left off last week, we had Joseph and Mary is right. We had Joseph and Mary. And who was helping keep them warm? Does anybody remember?
Yeah.
Heifer the cow was keeping them warm. Right. She was keeping them good and warm. And they were getting ready for the birth of Jesus. Now, there were shepherds abiding in the field. There was her and his little brother Hugh. Now I have cotton shepherds today. And I have a feeling the shepherds these cotton shepherds are gonna need all they can help with the saints coming in. So here we are. Well, he's brought his little brother, Hull. Hull's asleep. He's so excited that he's got to go watch the sheep with her. But he went to sleep. Her's been playing his flute, and the sheep, let's see, the mutant sheep, his flute. You got the dog? Alright. So the sheep are out there. And they're listening. To her playing. Well, her got sleepy. He went to sleep too. And just left the sheep all alone. And the sheep are out there looking back. They're looking up. And all of a sudden, there was the brightest of light. And the angels were flying around them. Oh, they woke up. And the sheep go, what's the light doing so bright? And the angels swooped down and talked to her and called. And she said, do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. Today in the town of David, Bethlehem, especially at the Bethlehem Hotel, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes, lying in a manger. Well, Hannah the sheep, he says, there'll be no sleep tonight. Everybody better get up. All these bright lights. There's a great message. The shepherds jumped up. We better go to Bethlehem. Hurry, hurry, hurry. We better go find the light. So, Haman and the other sheep followed the shepherds. They were like good sheep. They followed their shepherd to the light. And then the angel went away and it was dark. Now, let's get to our Advent. Can anyone remember the first Sunday was hope? Last Sunday was the candle of preparation, getting ready. This Sunday is the pink candle, the candle of joy, because everyone was so excited. The shepherds and the sheep got so excited that be born, they had great joy in their hearts. Okay, until next Sunday. Do we have a song?
Oh, sure. I don't know that the children will know all the words, but we'll sing Angels We Have Heard on High. It's 132 in the hymnal. But Angels We Have Heard on High, so we do singing with the flames and the mountains in reply to that their joyous friend. And then the big word is,
sentence this morning. Give thanks to the Lord. Call on His name. Make known among the nations what He has done. If the ushers will please come forward.
help us to keep our minds focused on this great gift. Not just at this time of year, Father, but every day, 24/7, 365, for the rest of our lives here on earth. Thank you so much for that greatest gift, Father. And now for these tithes, these gifts, these offerings that we bring, they're just a portion of what you've already given us. And we give them back. And we give them back for only one reason. That your work may be carried on in the name above all names, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Might be glorified and blessed and given to those who are lost. Bless these offerings. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
morning, if you would, turn in your Bibles to Luke's Gospel, the second chapter. Begin with verse 8. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David a Savior has been born. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in clothes and lying in the manger." And suddenly a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom His favor rests." And when the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." The scripture tells us that it was the angel of the Lord who appeared to these shepherds in the fields. It wasn't just any angel, it was the angel of the Lord. And the reason I say that is because if it had just been an angel, it would have just said an angel appeared to them. Scripture said that many times. But this was the angel of the Lord. This was, I can't explain to you much more than that this would have been an angel that was in the presence of God at all times. This would have been an angel that attended to the Lord. This would have been, when this angel appeared, the glory of the Lord shone round about him. Now there are other times when angels appeared and they just looked like human beings. I mean, you didn't see any glory or anything of that nature. I mean, they just appeared. The scripture says that you could be entertaining angels unaware. They could seem to you just like a stranger, appear to you as a person. But this particular angel appeared, and the glory of the Lord was with him. And the glory of the Lord was so magnificent when this angel appeared that the shepherds were terrified. I mean, this was not just a pretty light. This was a powerful, glorious experience that they were having out in the field. The angel said, "Do not be afraid." And they were afraid. The scripture says they were terrified. I mean, now think about it. You know, you might, if a light appeared, if you're out in the field at night and a light appeared, you might be startled. You might be surprised. You might go, "Where's that coming from? What is that?" You might at first wonder if it's a meteor or a meteor shower or something, but you might be alarmed a little. But when this angelic presence, when this angel appeared in such power and the glory of God, they were terrified, scared. And he said, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news with great joy that will be to all the people." I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Man, I love that. That's the title of the sermon, Great Joy for All. This angel is declaring, and we know he's declaring the Savior's birth, but this great joy that will be to all people is a prophetic word
about things that will come to pass, that are still coming to pass right now, as we sit here in this place. There are people that are coming to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and the Spirit of God is indwelling them and coming upon them, and they are experiencing the living presence of Jesus Christ take over in their heart, and it's bringing great joy. Sure, it's the joy that a Savior's been born, but the joy that he's talking about is much more than that there's a child been born in the manger of Bethlehem. The joy that he's talking about is the joy that comes through salvation, through the active power of the Holy Spirit coming into your life and transforming you and changing you forever. I'll never forget the day that I accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and the weight of sin that was removed from my life. The sweet presence of the Holy Spirit, the peace of God that I felt in my spirit. And the peace was so overwhelming that I was filled with joy. It was the peace produced by the Spirit of God, by a life-transforming experience with God. And that's what he's talking about. That's what this angel is declaring. This joy is not just going to be for the children of Israel. This joy is for all people. Right after he makes that declaration, he says, "Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you." Remember that word Savior, that word salvation. Deliverer, a deliverer has been born. He is Christ the Lord. You know, the word Christ means the anointed one. The anointed one has been born. The one who has been anointed, they would have understood. When you said Christ, you would have understood the one who's been anointed with the Holy Spirit of God has been born into the world. The one who has been anointed and who will walk in that anointing and minister in that anointing has been born into the world. Christ the Lord. And he said, "This will be a sign to you. You're going to find this baby wrapped in clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was a great company, a great multitude of angels gathered there with him, and they started praising God. So this glory of God that has terrified them has filled the place, and now this one experience with the angel of the Lord has turned into a party. They're having the first Christmas party. And they're singing, "Glory be to God." Now, this is an awesome message. Listen to what they're saying to God. "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom His favor rests." Man, that's it. There's another proclamation. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom His favor rests. Is he talking about the shepherds? Just those two or three shepherds there in the field? Surely the favor of God's resting on them. Is he talking about Mary and Joseph and this child that's been born? Well, certainly he's talking about the child that's been born, but he's talking about, again, prophetically, everyone in whom the peace of God will rest. When you come to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, the favor of God that comes upon you from your relationship with God, from knowing Him, the favor of God really implies the anointing of God being on us as well. The fact that the Holy Spirit comes and indwells us and fills us, that is the abiding favor of God. God's favor is with us. God's favor is on us because He's always here for us. And all of His great and precious promises are for us, are ours in Christ Jesus. This Christmas party that they're experiencing, this declaration, if you will, of the birth of Christ. I mean, this is way more than putting a balloon on a mailbox, isn't it? I mean, we do little special things to announce the birth of a baby today. But this is the most special announcement of any child's birth in the history of births. I mean, man, this is awesome what's taking place here. This is a powerful experience in which Christ has been declared. And I just think it's awesome that it was to shepherds, that it wasn't to the Pharisees. You know, if he had declared it to the Pharisees, Pharisees might have run and hid. These shepherds, they were I don't think he just picked these shepherds out because they were particularly holy shepherds. I think he picked these shepherds out because they represented just humanity. They represented the common person. They represented just you and I. And so when they had this experience, their response was, we got to go. We need to go see this thing which has happened in Bethlehem. We got to go see this. And so they took off. And as the angel had said, you'll find the babe lying in a manger. It was the shepherds who experienced that time with the baby Jesus, those first days of his birth, when he had just come into the world. They were there with that infant lying in the manger when there was no room in the inn, when there was no place for acceptance in the world. It was the shepherds who went and welcomed the baby Jesus, bringing that news of that experience. Imagine all the things that have been spoken to Mary, all the things that she's pondering in her heart. And now the shepherds come and say, guess what happened to us? We were just standing out in the fields, taking care of the sheep, doing our job. We were working. And this angel, the angel of the Lord, showed up. Not just any angel. The angel of the Lord showed up in glorious power. And we were terrified. And then a multitude, thousands of angels appeared. And they were all singing about this child. Glory to God. I want to return again to this one phrase. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. This prophetic word, hear these words from Proverbs chapter 10, verse 1. The prospect of the righteous is joy, but the hopes of the wicked come to nothing. Think about that for a moment. The prospect of the righteous is joy. The hope of the righteous is the joy of the Lord. What about joy? How's your joy level been lately? You know, I've been thinking about it. As I've been thinking about this sermon, preparing for this, I've been convicted because I realized that my joy level hadn't been where it ought to be. But joy is directly related to our relationship with the Lord. It's directly related to how we spend time with God. The Scripture says that we are to be continually filled with the Spirit, to fill ourselves each day. You don't just get a fill up every day when you wake up automatically. if we don't do something to fill ourselves up with the Spirit, then we're not going to get filled. That's why the Scripture says, be filled with the Spirit. Do the things you need to do to be filled with the Spirit. In other words, there is a daily demand on our life to re-energize, to seek God, to spend time in His presence. And it is spending time in His presence that fills us with His presence. God inhabits the praises of His people. If God shows up in the midst of our praise, if God shows up in the midst of our worship, then His Spirit can re-energize us. His Spirit can renew us again, fill us up. And when you're full of God, guess what the result is? Joy. You can't really be full of joy without the fullness of the Spirit. Think about it. I mean, it makes sense. You can be happy at times. You can laugh at a joke. You can go someplace and listen to a comedian and come away with a night of laughter. But that's not really the joy that we're talking about. That's just laughter. The joy of the Lord, the joy that He's talking about that will be to all of us, is the joy that comes through the abiding presence of our anointed Christ. Our Christ who is anointed in the Holy Spirit and brings the ministry of the Holy Spirit into our lives and says, my Spirit will never leave you. My Spirit will be there with you always. Hallelujah. Scripture also says that the joy of the Lord is our strength. Nehemiah 8:10 says that. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Now, I can tell you right now that that laughter is not our strength. Just having a happy face is not our strength. But the joy that comes from being full of God, from being filled with His Spirit, that's our strength. The joy indicates that we are full of God. And all you got to do, we went to a Christmas. If you get the opportunity, if you hear us talking about Renaissance Christmas program next Christmas, then you need to call Bethel University and buy a ticket and be there. Because we went to that the other night, and I mean, man, you talking about wonderful, uplifting, just hallelujah. I mean, there were some times there where you just, God, the glory of God was just starting to flow. The presence of God was just in the place. And it was good. But it's not nearly as good as some of the other experiences that I've had with God, where I was just in prayer, where I was just feeling myself. Just filling myself with God's presence. Filling myself with God's Word. And the fullness of the Spirit. And the joy. And guess what? There is laughter that comes with the joy of the Lord. And it's good. It's great. Listen to this word from Psalms 126. When the Lord brought back the captive to Zion, we were like men who dream. Our mouths were filled with laughter, our tongues with songs of joy. Then it was said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy. Notice that this psalm is really about a people who've gone astray. But in their time of being in captivity, they've repented. They've turned back to God. They've been praying. They've been sowing their prayers. They've been weeping, if you will. They've been crying out to God. But now they're saying, God has restored us. God's bringing us back. God is filling us with the songs of joy once again. Verse 4 says, "Restore our fortunes, O Lord, like streams." And then the Jew, "Those who sow in tears will reap with songs of joy. He who goes out weeping, carrying seed to sow, will return with songs of joy." There's work that's going on. I mean, there's a labor that's being experienced by the people. And what they're saying is that after this labor, what we found is that we're being filled with the joy of God. And it's His presence. It's the work that He's doing in our lives. We're seeing Him at work. We're seeing Him do things in our lives. We're experiencing His goodness. And it's producing joy in us. We're walking with Him once again. And we're experiencing His joy. And so, He says, "Those who sow in tears will reap with songs of joy. He who goes out weeping, carrying seed to sow." What seed do we sow? I mean, you and I. What seed spiritually do we sow? The Scripture's clear for us in the New Testament that the seed that we sow is the Word of God. The Word of God's our seed. This Word, the Word that the Spirit would bring to us in through the reading of this Word, through our prayer life, through the times of spending before God, sowing, that time of weeping where we're laboring over God's Word, but through the sowing of the Word, through filling ourselves with God's Word and sowing it deep in our heart, He's saying, here it comes. Here it comes. Those who sow, even with weeping, it's going to come back to you with joy. The harvest is going to come. The fruit's going to come from your labor. I love this Scripture from Isaiah. Isaiah 61, it's this Scripture that talks about, that Jesus read in Luke's Gospel when He was talking about the Lord having anointed Him with the Holy Spirit and anointed Him to preach the Gospel to the poor. And after He makes that declaration, verse 3 and 4 goes on to declare what that anointing is going to do, what it's going to produce. And He says, "And provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them the crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, and the garment of praise instead of the spirit of despair." It's the recognition that we're not always going to be in that joyous state. There are going to be problems in this world, and there are going to be things that are going to drain us. They're going to be the experiences of life that cause us to despair. But don't give up. Don't give in. Keep on sowing. Keep on seeking the Lord. Keep spending time with Him. Keep implanting His Word in your life. Keep sowing the seed. Keep walking with God. Because as you walk with Him, He says, "I'm going to give you a crown of beauty for your ashes. I'm going to give you the oil of gladness in place of the mourning that you've been experiencing. I'm going to give you the garment of praise instead of the spirit of despair." Why? Because I've come in this brand new anointing. I am the Christ, the Anointed One, bringing the ministry of the Holy Spirit, and my Holy Spirit I will leave with you. oil of joy is yours. It belongs to you in the person of the Holy Spirit. The joy is there to walk in. But we must seek. We must knock. We must keep on pressing in. We've got to keep loving our God and doing the things that draw us into His presence. When we're in His presence, we will be filled with the presence of God. And that presence of God produces joy. And we don't need that joy just one time a week. We need it every day. We need it every morning. We need it at noonday. And we need it when we're laying down to go to bed at night. He says about them, these people who are going to be affected by His anointed ministry, He says they will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of His splendor. They will rebuild the ancient ruins, restore the places long devastated. They will renew the ruined cities. I know He's talking about rebuilding Jerusalem and things of that nature, but there's another application there. Because there's a lot of people that feel like they've already done way too much destruction in their own lives. There's a lot of people that feel like, you know, I've just messed up too bad. I've done way too much stuff. Too much time's gone by. I'm too old. There's just not enough time. It's not true. It's a lie from the pit of hell. What He says is, I can rebuild the ancient cities. Those ancient cities. Those things that look like they've long gone by. I can rebuild your life. I can rebuild your relationships. I can rebuild the things that you think you've destroyed. I am your God, who is the Christ, the Anointed One, who brings His anointing and wants to fill you with it. Listen, for whatever it is you're going through, you need only the anointing to break the yoke. The yoke of bondage. Whatever it is you're going through, Jesus is really the answer. That's not a cliche. He's the answer. The Word of God says that this Word is healing to your flesh. It's strength to your bones. And yet, sometimes we run to the doctor before we run to God. I don't have anything against running to the doctor. But God's Word is a healing agent. It's a healing balm. Our Lord is a healing balm. And we need to receive Him. We need to be... Man, I tell you what. Somebody was telling me not too long ago. I think it might have been my mother-in-law. Man, you need some of that Bengay. Rub that stuff on every night. Rub it on every morning. Good for you. It'll help. It'll make a difference. Do the same thing with Jesus Christ. Don't just get Him on you. Rub Him all over. Wherever you got a need, apply Him to your life, because He's the answer. We need the Lord. This baby born in a manger is the answer for your life. And the joy of God can be yours. We're not going... I mean, hey, we've watched TV and we know Christmas time is the highest time for depression. You're not going to experience joy because it's December. You're not going to experience joy because of the beautiful poinsettias. They're pretty to look at. But the joy that we need is found in Jesus, the Christ, the Anointed One. We're going to stand and we're going to sing this closing hymn. And as we sing, know that this altar is open. That this is a time for ministry. And the Spirit of God is here in this place. So I invite you to stand as we sing. Respond to how God may be speaking to your heart today. Great shepherd of the sheep, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We need you desperately today. Help us, Lord, during this season, to find our way to you, to be filled with your Spirit. Lord, to experience your joy. And Father, to remember to be filled daily. To walk with you always and to experience your joy and let it flow to others. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
have two bottles or something. Little bottles. And about that, I think that we need to take care of you. How did you do?
Oh, about 50 pounds.
Oh my goodness. What will they do?